Okay, let's get into Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav, and today we're going to talk about the topic of milchig bread, of dairy bread, which comes up here on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph Pesachim. It's in two places. Here is one of them, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph and Meseches Pesachim, where the Gemara discusses continuing the discussion that the Mishnah had on Daf Lamed Hey, which is what you're allowed to use for matzah, right, the different types of grains. And along the way, the Gemara said, are you allowed to use Maaser Sheni, are you allowed to use Bikurim? And in that context, the Gemara quoted a discussion of what you're allowed to do with Bikurim and Maaser Sheni, and the Gemara says, on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, V'hatanya ein lashon esa'isa b'chalav v'im lash kalapasa servenei hargal avera. One second, doesn't the Brisa say that you're not allowed to bake knead dough with milk? And if you need to dough with milk, it's aser. It's aser derabanan, but hergel avera. What do you mean hergel avera? That usually bread is eaten with all meals. It's the staple of a diet. So therefore, if one bakes it with milk and kneads it with milk, then one might come to eat it with fleishiks, with meat, and therefore that could be a problem. So the rabbanan were gozer that you're not allowed to have milchik bread. This is one of the Isuri Rabbanan on Basar B'chalav, among a number of gzeros that were made, right? Simon Peites in Yerodea is about some of the Isuri Rabbanan on Basar B'chalav. Simon Peches even, Simon Peizai is the beginning of Hilchas Basar B'chalav, where we talk about the definition of Basar B'chalav. That's Simon Peizai at the beginning of Basar B'chalav, right? Kasa B'torah, Lo Savash, Al-Gadi, I'm reading from the Shulchan Aruch, B'chalevi Mo, Gimel Pamim, it says one is not allowed to cook goat in his mother's milk, echalis or bishol, vechalis or achila, vechalis or hana, vahoti achila, belashan bishol, lomar, shenu asr minatora, eladerach bishol, avon midirabana, nasr becholinion. So again, that's already the first isr durabana of asr becholof. Eating meat and milk together, not cooked together, right? That is number one that one might put on the list. The Shulchan Aruch continues there in Siman Pei Zayin with definitions of Basar and Chalav. But then in the next Simanim, we have other Yisurei Durabanan. Siman Pei Ches, Shelo Lahalos Basar Ala Shulchan, Sheochlin Givina. You're not allowed to put meat and milk on the same table if your two people are eating different things for dinner. Afilu Basar Chayev Oof. Aser l'haloso al shulchan sheochel alav gvina. Shelo yavo la'ochlam yachad. So you don't come to eat them together. Even though, the Taz points out, even if you would eat them together, it wouldn't be a Daraisa. V'yavvishkshoshlom yacha nami leke isa Daraisa, she'ein iser eladavka derach bishul yacha, v'nifstav gzera l'gzera. Still, in this case, we are gozer gzera l'gzera. That's not having them together on the same table. So in Peites talks about the big discussion of waiting between fleishiks and milchus. Achal basar afilu shel chayev va'of lo yochal gvina acharav. Ad sheyishe sheyshos. So they wait 6 hours. V'yafilu imshah kashir imish basar ben ashinayim sorach lasiro. Even if it's after 6 hours, if there's meat between the teeth, one has to remove it. V'chulu. And the other way, we don't say meat fleishiks after milchiks. Good. And then we have a couple of other halachos as well that are discussed. The Shulchan Aruch also talks about using the same bread for the different meals. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about making milchik bread. The Shulchan Aruch does talk about, though, in the end of that Siman Peites, that one shouldn't use the same bread for two different meals. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Afilu apas she'ochle mimagvina, aser lachtoch besakin she'chokim b'avasar v'chein lechach nami aser mi'adei ne'itza b'karka shari k'var nagu." Let me just find the line that talks about the actual bread case that was about the knife. Oh, it's the beginning of that sif that I just read. Misha achal gvina v'rotel lechal basar sarach levair me'al hashulchan shiurei pas. You have to remove the leftover bread, sha'achlu im hagvina, because you don't want to use the same bread. You want to use the same bread that was used for the other meal. The Ramosha says that only applies if is a situation where the bread was already sliced. Sometimes you have a half a loaf left, half a challah left. Are you allowed to use that half a challah that you used for the second meal of Shabbos for Shal Shudas, where you might have it with milchiks during the summer? So Ramosha says that's okay. It's only if it was sliced already. That's Ramosha in Yeradea Aleph Lamed Ches. Mishochel Gvina, Verotzel Echel Basar, Sheisa Be Yeradea, Shezorach Lavar Shire Pas, Shachlo Bagvina, Sheikshi Yididi, Shemashma Shetzorach Li Yachid Pas, Lama Achale Basar Lavad, Ulama Achale Chalav Lavad. Sounds like you have to have separate breads. Is that Is that true? We're not Zohir. Vihine, says Rav Moshe, ha'isr hu rak al shiyure chaticha sapas sha'achlu bahagvina. O, af ala chaticha ketana shechatach, kedei le'echol ima hagvina. Sha'alzu eino nizhar. If you already sliced it, then maybe you took it, then you're going to put it back. Kivet shechashav ochle magvina. V'lachein afim yomar shalom noga ba'agvina, who can milse de la rami alei v'lavadayte. Not going to focus on it. Lavadayte. Aval pas ha'gadola shehi omedes bein lama'achei chala bein lama'achei basar. But if you have a whole chala left over, nizharin ba vein lachashe menaga ba'agvina o abasar. That is not what we're talking about. But those are a couple of other isurei d'rabbanan and abasar v'chalav. Again, eating it together without being cooked, waiting in between, not kashering dishes or silverware from one to the other. That's also an issur d'rabbanan. You don't kasher from fleishiks to milchiks, milchiks to fleishiks. We'll kasher the parv in between and then kasher again. But and also using parv bread at opposite meals. But what we're going to talk about here, what our Gemara talks about, is a different issur d'rabbanan, and that is just making milchik bread. So again, we read the Braisa with that background. Ein lashen asa isa b'chalav. One is not allowed to knead dough with milk. V'im lash kalapasa asur. And if one did, then the whole bread is asur because of hergal avera. But the Gemara in the next line says, but one second, there's a big limitation on this isur. Why? Kedama ravina ke'ein tura shari. If it is ke'ein tura, like an ox, so then it is mutter. What does ke'ein tura mean that it is mutter? So Rashi says, ma'at. Ke'ein shel shor mutter lalush bechalav, right? A small amount, like an eye of an ox. Rashi, de achale miyad bebasachas v'lo mashile de linshi shenilosh bechalav. If it's only a little bit, you get to eat it at one sitting. So then, it is not a problem. You're not going to come to eat it with something else with fleishiks because you're going to finish it right now. So Rashi seems to say one sitting is the limit. Ketura means a small amount. And what is that small amount? One sitting. If you look at other poskim, they seem to say that even 24 hours. The Shulchan Aruch, we'll see, quotes this. And then the Ramah, when the Ramah says that you're allowed to do it if it is a small amount, l'chein nogin l'alush pas im chalav b'chag ha-shvuas. On Shvuas. And Shavuos obviously doesn't just mean, you know, that one first meal, but it's any meal. So for Shavuos, Shavuos is, let's say, one day, 2 days. Is the Ramah talking about 2 days? But we assume it's one. Gam b'shuman, and also, let's say, cooking with fats, which is fleishik, l'kavit Shabbos. Kigolz ha-mechshav, k'davar mu'at, gam kitzurasa, m'shunim sharpas. We'll get to that, but either way, the Rashi seems to say that it's one sitting. Maybe it's even one day. The Aruch HaShulchan notes. So if you have a lot of people in your family, then you would be able to have a lot more. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Sadi Zayin Sif Dalid. Isa b'gemar sham di avdinu kein tura shaper dami lalush b'chalav. Upirish Rashi shafa ma'at pas kein shal shor sheyochlenu miyad v'lo yishenu harbe mutter to bizman mu'a lo chayshinan sheikashlu la'achlo b'chalav. We are not choshish for a small amount of time. V'kamu dar amur kedei achilas yom echad. One day, he quotes, as we just vidayik, lefize in bnei beisom merubin. If you have a lot of people in the family, a lot of kids at home, yachol alush b'chalav mashehu ubnei beisom tzrichim achilas yom echad shehu me'es la'es. Again, 24 hours, a larger amount for a different situation. Again, with a lot of people in the family, but that is all shitas Rashi. That kein tura means you go by the size. But if you look at the Rambam in Achalas Asuras has a totally different shot, and the Rif also has this shot of kein. Kein tura. What's kein tura? The Rambam says, Perak tes halacha chav beis. Ein lashon ha'isa b'chalav. V'im lash kol ha'bat zesur b'nei ha'lavir. Shem yochol ba'basar. V'ein tashin es ha'tanur ba'aldia. And also one shouldn't make their tanur fleishik, the opposite. V'im tash kol ha'bat zesur ha'shiyasek es ha'tanur shem yochol ba'chalav. V'im shina b'tzuris ha'pas. Ad shetia nikeres. Kedei shelo yochol ba'lo basar v'lo chalav. If somebody's changed the tzura of the pas, you make it in a certain way, in a certain shape, that it is clear that there's something unusual about this, right? So that sounds like, you know it's unusual, you won't eat basar or chalav with it, because maybe you're not sure. Hareza mutter, then it is mutter. So ke'ein tura, like an ox, what does that mean according to the Rambam? It's shaped in an unusual way. The shape will remind you either that it's chalavi, or at least that it'll arise suspicions. That's what it sounds like for the Rambam, and the Rashba also, and the Beis Yosef here, and therefore That would be mutter. So pizza dough. Pizza is always generally made milcha, but even pizza dough, the kashrus organizations say that it's okay because pizza dough is usually made in a pizza store, and people would be choshesh. That would arise suspicions in people's eyes. Or so some say other items that are made in pizza stores: garlic knots, calzones. Those are pizza store type foods, and therefore that could be considered something with a specific shape that will cause people to research, is this milchik or not? That's how, again, pizza dough itself sometimes can have milk in it. So this is the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam about the heter of Kein Tura, and both of these are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, meaning either one. Either one would be good enough to rely on by itself, says the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tzadi Zayin in Yaradeya. Ein Lashin Isa B'chalaf. Shema Yavo La'achlu and Basar. Right, what is not allowed to need it because you might come to eat it with milk. Vim lash, kala pas, asura. And if you did asura, I feel lachlo lavad, even to eat it alone. Right? It's a xerid drabun, they're gonna answer even to eat it alone. Vim ayadavar muat, kade achila, babasachas, if it's only a small amount, o shashita sura sapas, shitani karas, shalo yochal babasar mutter. As we just said, both for Rashi and the Rambam, and that's what the Rambam says. V'lachein, read it again. Nogin lalush pas im chalav b'chag ha-shvuas, gam b'shuman l'kav ha-shabas, ki kozem echshav k'davar muat, gam ki tzurasan mishunam ishar pas, kol shekein paladin o pashtida din mutar. Vein lefos shum pas, the Rambam continues, im paladin o pashtida betana d'chashin shem yazuv min ha-shuman ala pas, v'imzav tachtav dino ki'ilu nilo shimo. So you have to be worried about what you have in the oven at the same time, right? That gets into issues of zeya, right? There's recha and zeya. Zeya is the liquid, and therefore one has to be nervous about that. Good. Let's continue to talk about some of the details of this iser derabanan. Is one allowed to put in a negligible amount that is batel? Right, I'm going to put in a little bit of milk, but it'll be less than shishim. Is that okay? So the Gilyon Marsha here on the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tzemach Tzedek. Says, "Afil litim betocha dover muat aser tahave kimevatel iser lechadchila." Just like we know, the Mishnah tells us in Shumos, you're not allowed to be mevatel any iser lechadchila. Machlokes whether that is an Issa Rabbanan. Rov Rishonim say that's an Issa Rabbanan. There's a Raivit in the Issa Mashihu that says it's an Issa Daraisa. But that is an Issur, and we're Machmir, and maybe even Bemezid, we're going to be Kones, that it didn't even work. Big discussion what the Svar for that is. Maybe the whole system of Halacha, of Issa Vehetar would fall apart if you're allowed to be Mabatel Issa Chachila. There is a discussion in Yeredeya and in Arachayim. What happens if it's already Nisarev, just not enough? Could you add on then? So then with the Shulchan Aruch is machalik between Isurei De'orais and Isurei De'rabanan. If it's Nisarif Kfar, you could be Mosif Umavatel by Isurei De'rabanan, not by De'orais. So again, that's a big topic. But the Tzemach Tzedek here in the Gilyon Marsha says that would apply here too. That would apply to you. You're not allowed to put a little milk in order to, and be Mavatel, to give it to Asru, Litain, Chalav, Latocha Isa, since the Rabbanan said it's Asr, Haria Isa, Im Chalav, kimo basar of im chalav. So milk in bread is just like basar b'chalav, basar of im chalav, and therefore it is not allowed. Uminatam ze asar sham latakin ayayin shilo marelov and salul alishinu b'tocho ksas chalav. Also putting a little into the wine, he says. Shilo, you want it to have a little a different color. You're putting a little milk into the wine. I'm sorry, alishinu ksas chalav, not chalav. Chelav behema viksas chelav chita ayon gilyon shach. So he says, anytime you have something that was aser midra abanan here, so then you wouldn't be able to put it in. That's the name of Hashem, the name of the Tzemach Tzedek. If you look at the Nachla Tzvi on the bottom, of the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tzemach Tzedek and argues. He says, no, I don't think that's correct. I don't think that the gzera drabanan includes this type of iser. He says, "La ni is daiti lo nirakein." The Mashkata of Tzemach Tzedek, the Maishna Isser Drabanan Zemi called Isser Drabanan Shna Vishnahu. This is very different than Basar Of Bechalov. It's very different. Tahacha Koma Shasir Hu Siag. Here it's all a Siag Kedesha Lo Yochal Im Basar Ulahachi Echad Diika Hacker Kagon Shashina Tzura Sapas Mutter Kiva Shalo Yavo Le Isser V'Yemkein Hacha Kira. You don't have the hacker idea by any other Is it Rabbanan by Basar Of Pachalav? You know it's Of, so you know it's only Rabbanan? No. V'yekeit hacha, kivan sha'afim yocha, lo yavu l'day iser Basar Pachalav. Even if you eat this milchik bread, lo gazru klal bazeh. Mashenkin, b'basar Of Pachalav, sha'asru b'stam. V'ksas tamash v'kein b'toz v'zachulin, v'chein matzazi lehedya b'tshuviz ma'ri trani, de'ein bazeh mishum bitol iser l'chachilo. So that is one machlokas, whether we would say that. There is an extension of this machlokas, the Achronim point out. You know, what about giving a hashkacha to a non-Jewish company that does that? So is that considered iser bitol iser l'chachilo? So San, the Badi HaShulchan quotes that maybe it's a problem because, you know that they're doing it, and you're giving them a heksher. And other poskim say, what are you talking about? They doing what they're doing. Then they come to you, or even if you go to them, or even if they come to you, that looking for a hashkacha, they didn't do this lechatchila in order to get, this is how they make their product. So that's a discussion, whether that is considered bitul iser lechatchila. So that is, issue number one. Can you put in a little bit? Does bitul iser lechatchila apply? The other related topic is, can it be baked? What about baked in dairy kalim? What about being baked in dairy kalim? Is that okay? Is that okay? Says the, Pischei Tshuva in Osif Katan Dalet. Ayin Tshuva's Pnei Aryeh. Shekasav. Depas Shenefeh im Isa She'ein Bashuman Ba'en Elatam Balua Afilu Naga Al Yedei Lach Roseach Mutter Bein Im Basar Bein Im Chalav Denat Barnatu. It is not Barnat, right? Which is No Sitam Bar No Sitam Dehetera, as the principle that even after two taste transfers, there's nothing, everything's Mutter, right? Cooking something Pariv in a milchik pot. That's not Barnat. That's the Pischei Tshuva Ayin Le'el. So again, that's the another discussion. Can and we paskin that it can. It can be baked in dairy kalim, not bar not. What if it was already made? You have the dough, you already made it with milchiks. Can it then be shaped or cut in an unusual way? So that's also a discussion in Machlokes Haposkin, the Chavos Das. The Pischei Tshuva here quotes the Chavos Das from the Nesivos, that after you made it, it is already too late. And the Chachmas Adam, the crazy place, if you're a Zahavichitz or Mekel. This is again the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkat and Gimel. Ein Chavos Das Shekasav O, de Bishinui Ein Moel Rak Kishashina Bisha Safia, to Lohaya Alav Isser Klau. Before it became Asar, Avalas Loshinui Acher Shekvar Nesar Eino Moel V'chein L'chalko L'harbe B'nei Adam. Even to give it out to many different people to make it small, to make it Ke'en Tura Sheyagia L'kolecha Davar Muat Asar, says the Chavos Das Kivet Shekvar Nesar V'na'ase Nevela Ayin Sham V'chein Dasa Prima Gadim D'lo K'crazy Uplesi B'shev Zakeno. Against the crazy Uplesi Rav Yosef Leibowitz was Meiko. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here about whether it's too late or not? So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe these two issues that we just said, whether Bitul Iser L'Chatchila applies to this Gzeira, and whether you could shape it afterwards, so those two relate to what did the Rabbanan do? What did the Rabbanan do when they asered milchik bread? Did they give it the status of Machal Sasuras Mid Rabbanan? Or they just said it's an Isser Gavra, that you're not allowed to make it, and they maybe even said it's Likuva for the Isser Gavra. But again, this is asked by many of the Isseri D'Rabbanan. Bishal Akum, there's a Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah, which seems to say not only did they aser it, Mishum Chasnas, but they gave it the status of Machol Sasuras Midrabbanan. But the Rav Soloveitchik writes, if you look in the Shiri HaRav here on Yoredeya, see, he quotes that that's the root of the machlokas. Whether they gave it the status, according to the Chavos Das, they did, and therefore you can't change it. Once it's usher, it's usher, and therefore you can't be mevatel as lechatchila because you can't put in. It's already considered usher. But if you say it's just an iser gavra, so then it would be okay. You'd be able to change it afterwards, and you'd be able to maybe be mevatel as lechatchila. Another related issue: can you change it afterwards? Is can you put a label on afterwards? Could you put a label on afterwards? So many poskim say that works, some say it doesn't work. So if you look at Pnini Arav, Rav Shetter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, Kaza Dal Pisa, Yesheratzu Lomar De Lo Mahani, Machakasav Alatifa, Shapasi Chalavit, Ulam, Hagram, Hayasavur, Teshapri Yishlahatirim, Kaza Vlahed Yalatifa. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik felt that, if it says it, because maybe he holds that it's Isser Gavra, and if it's Isser Gavra, then it could help afterwards. If it's not kosher mamish, so then maybe writing milchiks on the outside would not help. So that's a discussion, again, all related to the lumdus of the issue. There is a discussion about Thomas's English muffins, which is an American favorite product. That's milk with muffins. So how could the Kosher organizations give a hechsher to the milk with muffins? So some say maybe it's batel b'miyud, it's a tiny little amount, and therefore it's okay. Or some say you just eat the muffin always at the same time, at one sitting. You don't save it. The problem is that you keep muffins in your freezer for a long time, and there are a pair of muffins that look exactly like it. There are power muffins that look exactly like these. So some say the heter is the packaging. Some say, others discussions. Either way, that's the achrayus of the kashrus organizations, whatever svara they would hold of. The halacha is that this only applies, as we know, to bread, because bread is going to be used by various different meals. But one has cakes. Obviously, there's cheesecake, and there's cheese. Other pastries. So again, the poskim say if it's something sweet, something that's not eaten by all the different meals, that also would be okay. Interesting. In Israel, they have barakas. Triangular barakas are always cheese, and rectangular barakas are always potato. So if, let's say, one would switch them, that would be a problem. That could be a problem of lifnei iver, because that's what people are used to. Okay, this is milchik bread. I'm Sachem Daf Lamed Vav.